So it is the final look at sports this morning, and we turn our attention to the Europa League tonight. Ruben Amorim says his side can still end up being the worst Manchester United team in the Premier League history, but end up this season with a European trophy. They are 3-0 up heading into the second leg of their Europa League semi-final with Athletic Bilbao tonight. United's manager was highly critical of their domestic performances earlier in the campaign and says success in Europe won't change his view.
This season was really disappointing for everybody. Nothing is going to change. So in that moment, sometimes I have to think a little bit more, but I felt that and I still feel that.
Yeah, Tottenham, they take a 3-1 lead into the second leg of their last four tie at Bodo Glimt. The thoughts of Spurs goalkeeper Vicario.
We know we're going to face a tough opponent. They proved at our place, and especially the record that they have here playing in their home ground is highly rated. So we have to be very focused, everyone, and ready for this battle.
Yeah, we go back to the Champions League. In case you missed it earlier, Arsenal's bid to win the Champions League for the first time is over. They suffered a 2-1 second leg defeat to PSG, with the French club progressing to the final 3-1 on aggregate. Gone are the nights of Declan Rice at the Bernabeu, Declan Rice at the Emirates with those two free kicks. He spoke to the media following them being knocked out on Wednesday night. His thoughts on Arsenal's future.
Such a dominant start. You know, if you score one of them chances, probably in the first 15-20 minutes, the game completely changes on his head, and then just the small margins in football, you know, two mistakes from us, two goals for them, and obviously with the chances we'd missed, it just felt like it wasn't meant to be. You know, we give it absolutely everything. This competition, you're either in or you're out, and over the two legs, we could have scored some.
Yeah, so that final on the 31st of May will be PSG against Inter Milan at the Allianz Arena in Germany. Rugby news, Amaro Itoje is set to be confirmed today as the British and Irish Lions captain for the tour of Australia. The 30-year-old will become the first Englishman since Martin Johnson in 2001 to be named Lions captain and will lead a party of around 40 players. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.